Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Make the world go away.
I feel this way this year. I have to be honest, I do. Make the world go away. We're caught in a lot of desperate misleading and lying going on out there. And there's all kinds of different types of messages and all kinds of things that we're being told right now as a country. And I definitely think as this movie Plandemic comes out, I'm really proud of that. And I think our guest was part of that movie as well. But I'm really excited to have Dr. Rashid Batar on the show, because let me tell you, he is one of the outspoken voices, and listeners were handing me left and right your videos. They were handing me your videos because they were saying, you got to listen to this. You got to listen to this. And we started playing some on the show because I really thought people really needed to get this information. And I really appreciate you being here with us. Thank you.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
So we just left off. You know, we're told all these lies. We're trying to sift through them to find out what's real. We got Black Lives Matters, the money going to the Democratic Party. We've got a huge amount of overthrowing capitalism right now in the world. We've got the deep staters hard at work. We've got a lot of just different messages. Politically, nothing's worked so far. So they thought they would, I don't know, overthrow an entire economic system. So here we are, and we're dealing with this COVID thing, and people don't quite know what it is. And you made a brilliant point in one of your interviews, and that is, when you know something about it, you will stand up and you will not put up with the public shaming of the virtue signaling that's going on with the masks. And I was telling you off the air, I swear to you, I want to do a citizen's arrest for idiocy when I see one more person in the car wearing a mask, because it's that ridiculous. But I'm looking at all these people and I'm going, why are you so bought? Why don't you think for yourself when I see them wearing a mask? And so there's a lot of people out there, Dr. Batar, who just don't know what it is. They don't know what to be fearful of and what not to be. They don't understand the overreaction by all the states. And you were just talking about cancer and sort of kind of aligning it with the virus.
Yeah. So first of all, before we go continue with that topic, I'll just give a resource to people.
Okay.
They can go to askdrbatar.com/ask. And there'll be some information that they can submit. But as soon as they click on that, they submit that information, they'll be taken to a page, and there's a lot of resources that they'll have. And the very first resource that will be there, actually, it may be the second resource, I can't remember now, is something where it's a video that says face masks, mm-hmm. information about face masks. And if you click on that, it'll take you to the actual video. It's one of the videos that was put together by somebody else. It was me. People ask me who my video teams are and how great they are. And I don't have a video team. These are people that have 4 or 5 million subscribers on YouTube and other channels, and they're taking my information, they're putting it together, and mm-hmm. I'm just thanking them for it, because it's just, you know, they're relaying this stuff out there, and they're putting it with way better animation
right.
and with special effects mm-hmm. and sound, and, you know, they make me look like a superhero. So anyway, I appreciate that to these people. I don't even know who they are. I don't even know who to thank, but there have been a lot of them that have done that. But one of the videos that was done very succinctly took a lot of information, put it together in the face mask. The video's there. And then I've got 3 articles. I've got an article from my friend Ty Bollinger mm-hmm. from The Truth About Cancer.
Sure.
And he wrote a review article about face masks and the research behind what a face mask really does, which is done great. And I've talked about a lot of this stuff, but he's actually got the references.
Okay.
Then I've got an article by another friend who's a neurosurgeon, a brain surgeon, Russell Blaylock. And Dr. Blaylock has an article with a lot of references that talks about also what detrimental effects occur from wearing a face mask, mm-hmm. and even reviewing studies that have monitored nurses and surgeons
sure.
while they're wearing face masks and seeing the hypercapnia and the hypoxia that they've experienced while doing surgeries. And then the third article is actually a newsletter that I got that had a lot of additional references as to the detriments of wearing a face mask.
Okay.
So all 3 of those, along with the letter that we use for our patients that mm-hmm. anybody can print out and take to their doctor, and the doctor can either make it, you know, fine-tune it for them, or they can stop. it's all there. All the resources. It doesn't cost anybody anything, but it'll hopefully allow your listeners to have a resource that'll benefit them.
That letter is really important because I've talked to a lot of employees that are getting rashes and saying they don't want to wear this mask every day and be forced to wear one. And that letter is important. You can print that out. And I thought that was great. And I thank you for that. And that resource is on the website you just talked about, Ask Dr. Batar. And so the easiest dial down of COVID that you could give people that have absolutely, when they hear medical terms, their eyes roll up into their face, you know, what is the absolute sort of statement you'd give to people about COVID? Because they think this is, it's going to randomly kill everybody if they walk around without a mask. So what would you tell people?
Well, you know, there's so much to tell people, but it's kind of like, I'll give you, I know that this is uncensored, so I'm just going to kind of tell you what one of the people that had seen, one of our subscribers on YouTube, and it was, you know, I'm getting, some of these videos are getting 8 to 10,000 comments and 30 or 40,000 thumbs up. And every time we have a video that hits a million or close to a million, YouTube takes it down. So all the videos that hit a million views within a day or two were taken down. In fact, the biggest one was the Next News Network, which I think was 9.1 million views in 6 days. And we picked that down.
I believe it.
But if I'm to try to summarize, if we, what you're asking me to summarize and tell people what I would, you know, what's the best thing to tell them, and you know, there's so much to tell people. The big bullet points that I would probably want to say is that COVID-19 is real, but it's not the issue. It's not what you should be fearful of. There is a danger, but it's not the COVID-19. The real danger is the martial law that they're going to try to bring in to take away our constitutional rights.
Yes.
And if people say that, oh, wait a second, what's that got to do with the virus? Well, that's exactly the point. It's kind of like, what does protecting the vaccine manufacturers have to do with being a patriot? Nothing. And yet they had that clause in the Patriot Act when they passed it after 9/11.
Amen.
So, you know, people don't know that. And of course, some of that was redacted afterwards because of the public outcry. The track and tracing that I've been talking about that's going to come down the pipeline 3 months ago. Now they're talking about that, the contact tracing. So that's what I would want people to be aware of. I would want them to know that, you know, your vote is something that you need to not take for granted. But at the same time, this difference between Democrats and Republicans is an illusion. They're puppet masters that that have a global agenda. And we need to be aware the accentuation and the magnification of the differences between people based upon ethnicities, based upon creed, nationality, religion, color of skin, which is a big thing right now that they're pushing, political parties. These are all illusions. They're actually all designed to keep us divided. And because when you divide a people, then they're easier to conquer. And we have to understand and recognize that and come together so that they cannot divide us. Even in the military, you know, one of the things is when you capture an opposing force, you have to divide and conquer. You've heard the term divide and conquer. They never say conquer and then divide. It's always divide.
You're right.
They're trying to do. They're trying to divide us. And now, as if it's not enough what they've done, now they're talking about this HR 6666 coming into our homes and dividing the family unit, which is the most important unit. And of course, think of the idiocy behind that. You know, as soon as we put the video out, it hit 4 million views in 2 days. In fact, I was being filmed for the Plandemic movie. I was in Ventura County when I learned about that it had been rolled out the day before, and we released it. In fact, the producer of the movie came up behind me. I did it right at the end of our filming for the whole day. I put out the live broadcast, and it was eerie that we were in Ventura County and they were going to roll this out in Ventura County. And the 2 points that I wanted to bring, as soon as the video hit millions of views, they came out and they said, no, of course, now this is not a mandatory thing. We're not going to roll this out and force anybody to do it. So my question is, okay, you're not going to force anybody to do it. So how are you going to get into the house to find out if somebody's got a cough?
Exactly.
You're going to wait for an invitation? I mean, that was the biggest bunch of BS. And then you're going to come into the houses and you're going to take somebody away that has a cough or somebody that has COVID-19. What are you going to take them to? For what purpose? Oh, to quarantine them. If they're in their houses already, they're already freaking quarantined. What are you quarantining for?
Amen.
This COVID-19 is so virulent and so pathogenic, which we know that it is, but it's like, you know, the worst case of premature ejaculation. It, you know, nobody even took off their pants and they've already done their business. So if it's so virulent, then what are you worried about? Because everybody in the house is going to have it already. So what are you separating from?
Yes, so amen.
One idiocy on top of another idiocy.
Thank you for that. And you know what? I loved your statements, too. And Judy actually said the same thing when I had her on the show, too, Mikovits, that we're already, I mean, we've already been going through this since October. In fact, I had the symptoms in January, and I got over it in 3 days. I mean, this has been going on since October.
You know, I have a very depressed immune system caused by AIDS. And I know for a fact I've been exposed twice, and I have not been infected.
Yeah. I'll tell you that there's a lot of people that have had this. I think both my sons had it.
Mm-hmm.
And typically, my sons, when they get sick, I always get sick.
Right.
I don't know. Immune system is exactly like. I did not get sick when they got sick. And they got sicker for a lot longer. They were one missed 9 days of school and one missed 7 days of college. And they're fine now. And that was back in February. I think that this has been around easily since well, you said October. Yeah. I think maybe even as far back as September that people had it. So I think the entire world's population has been already exposed to it. And the testing that they're doing with the PCR testing, they've amplified it so many degrees, amplified the test that everybody is going to test positive. So I would not get a test on it because we don't even know the past history of vaccinations, which now the medical board is asking me to respond to. I've gotten a lot of medical board complaints here recently, and I've just basically said, I'm gonna basically say that, look, if you're infringing on my First Amendment right, then you want to take me to court. I'm ready to rock and roll. I'm locked and loaded. But really, comes down to the fact that this whole issue with right now with the testing, that my point that the medical board brought up was that you don't have any indication as to basis of your statement that past history of vaccinations could be contributing to this COVID-19. And first of all, I never said the past vaccinations could. I asked the question, how do we know that we haven't had things introduced into our system over the last 10 or 15 years that were positive, that are going to make us test for positive for COVID-19? And they, and people say, well, we know what's in vaccines. No, we don't know what's in vaccines. Yes, we do know what's in vaccines. Dr. Pattar, you've talked about what's in vaccines, the formaldehydes and the nickel and the mercury and the DNA addicts and the
glyphosate.
Other virus.
From
other, I do. I have talked about all that, but I still don't know what all is in the vaccines. Point in fact, we're not finding glyphosate, Roundup, weed killer in vaccines. Mm-hmm. What freaking weed are we trying to kill in our newborn children when they're born on the planet?
Yeah.
So that's my point. We don't know all the things that have been introduced into these vaccines. And that's one reason that I haven't had a single needle in my body, unless it was in my own office and I knew what I was getting IV-wise. I haven't had a single vaccine since 1992. And my youngest son has had no vaccine in his body. And my older son, who was vaccine injured, he's not 21 and he's completely, with the grace of God, completely neurotypic, hasn't had anything in his body since he was a year of age. But I will not allow anybody to put any vaccine in our bodies. And I think that's what everybody should do.
Oh, 100%. Me too.
Amen.
I totally agree with that. And also, I mean, on this virus, the rules, the hypocrisy of the rules, people still can't see that. And so maybe there's no hope. Maybe they'll never see it. I don't know. But they keep this going with the second wave. And hey, everybody go get tested. They never asked for everybody to go get flu tested. Do you know what I mean? I mean, honestly, they're asking everybody to get COVID tested so they can run the numbers up because we're not having the deaths in proportion to that. And also, we also understand that the numbers are skewed. So we have huge problems.
Absolutely. And here's the thing. I'm a person that believes in medical freedom. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I believe that somebody wants to wear a mask and get a vaccine, if they want to do that, then so let them do it.
Right.
But that doesn't mean that I'm going to condone them doing it to me or my family either.
Amen.
So, freedom goes both ways. So when people say that you're now infringing on my right to by not wearing a mask. Well, first of all, if you're wearing a mask and you think it's helping you, then what are you worried about? You've already got it, just like the vaccine thing, right?
Right.
You not getting vaccinated is putting me at risk. Wait a second. If you really think that the vaccine is beneficial and you've got it, then what are you worried about? The whole vaccine is supposed to protect you.
Exactly. You know? We're going to come right back. More with Dr. Pattar. Isn't he amazing? We'll come right back. I have a question about Trump, too. I want to ask you about that. We'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I believe in the product. I really do. Everybody thinks I'm crazy and friggin' snake oil and all the rest. But I'm going to tell you something. I've taken all the snake oil out there, and you're right. Most of it doesn't work. But this stuff, does work. There's no doubt about it. I've noticed a big difference in my mobility. You know, things that I didn't think were going to be possible a few months ago are possible now. And I try to sell it to everybody in my family. Thanksgiving, Christmas, everybody comes over and says, oh, you look great. I said, yeah, I'm taking this new stuff, Balance of Nature. So if you want to use me as a commercial, I'm a good commercial for this. This works. It really does work.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code KATE.